Peace. Isn't that something we all long for so much right now? We wonder if we can do something to bring peace closer. Listen to the following early Buddhist story. Once, the Buddha was reborn as a bodhisattva, a small parrot. He lived happily in the forest and enjoyed flying among the Gayan trees. He was a happy bird, pleased with life and the gift of his wings. One day, a terrible thunderstorm broke out over the forest, and it thundered and lightning struck among the old trees. A flash of light crackled, and one of those old trees caught fire. When the spark jumped, the entire forest was soon ablaze. Startled animals ran in all directions, trying to escape the flames and the suffocating smoke. When the little parrot sensed the smoke, he bravely ventured into the storm of flames and shouted loudly, "Fire! Fire! Go to the river!" Many animals heard his voice and managed to reach the safety of the river, but some were trapped by the flames and the smoke. Instead of bringing himself to safety, he kept circling above the sea of flames, trying to help those trapped below. Then he had a desperate idea. He shot down to the river flowing alongside the forest, dipped his body and wings in the water, and flew back to the fire. Ignoring the licking tongues of fire, he let himself fall and shook his wings quickly, releasing a few precious droplets of water. They tumbled down like tiny pearls into the earth. Thus he continued flying up and down to the river, dipping his body and wings in the water and flying back to the flames again countless times. His feathers turned greasy and tattered black, and he grew dizzy from the shower of sparks, but he kept flying. "What else can a bird do at such a moment but fly?" he said to himself. "So I fly, and I will not stop as long as there is even a chance that I can save a single life." Some of the divine beings in the heavens, sitting before their palaces of ivory and gold, saw the little parrot flying around below them among those tongues of fire. They pointed at him and they began to laugh. "What a foolish little bird," they said. "He is trying to put out a sea of fire with a few drops of water from his wings. Have you ever heard of that? It is ridiculous." But one of the gods felt strangely moved by what he saw. He took the form of a golden eagle and dropped down. The little parrot was just approaching the sea of fire again when suddenly a gigantic eagle appeared beside him. "Go back, little bird. Your task is hopeless," the eagle declared solemnly. "What can a few drops of water do against such a sea of fire? Turn around and save yourself before it is too late." But the little parrot would not listen. He stubbornly continued flying through the flames. He did hear the big eagle, who kept calling out, "Stop, stop! Foolish little parrot, stop and save yourself, save yourself!" The little parrot, however, persisted. "I don't need a big sparkling eagle at all to give me such advice," he thought to himself. "I only need someone who takes action and helps." The great eagle, seeing that the little parrot continued to fly so tenaciously through the scorching flames, thought with shame of his own privileged origins. He could see the carefree gods looking down as if life were a game for others. He could still hear the echo of their laughter, while countless creatures screamed out in fear and pain from the flames right around them. And suddenly, He no longer wanted to be a god or an eagle or anything else. He wanted to be like that brave little parrot and help. "I want to help," he said. And filled with his new feelings, he began to weep. Streams and streams of glistening tears surged from his eyes, look like cooling rain down on the fire, on the forest, on the river, and on the little parrot itself. Buried under the god's gleaming tears, the flames began to die down and the smoke began to clear. The little parrot shot up to the sky, radiantly cleansed, like a little feathered sun. He laughed loudly and said, "That looks more like it." Tears dripped softly from all the burned branches and scorched buds, which were beginning to sprout green shoots, stems, and leaves. Tears also glistened on the parrot wings. They fell like petals onto the scorched and blackened earth. Amidst the still scorching embers, green grass began to sprout. All the animals looked at each other in surprise. They were all unharmed. High in the clear blue sky, they could see their little friend, the little parrot, who was dancing very happily in the air. "Hooray!" they suddenly cried. "Hooray for the brave little parrot and for this unexpected, miraculous rain." What a beautiful story about courage, about perseverance and compassion. How could you let your tears fall fruitfully upon the earth so that peace arises? What can you do?